blame for making me blue. Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, cried for you all. Should I?
What a tasty nugget. That was the Surfaholics. My first surf band, and that's from 1994. And that was Another Cloudy Day. Great, great surf band, the Surfaholics. Before that, we heard One of These Days by the Velvet Underground. And yeah, that band had to be a laugh riot to be in. Yeah. Before that, we heard John Holt doing the Reggie version of Freddie Fender's Wasted Days and Wasted Nights, and started off with Red Sovine and Johnny Bond, Day Drinking. And it's Zombo, all songs about, you know, the days, all about days. It really is a great theme, because I'm able to find it. So weird thing is about days, all right? All numbers are not equal, okay? I will tell you that. Of course, you can agree with that, but look at it this way. From 1980 to 2000, you're going there. Let's go this way in time. So that 20 years seemed to like be forever, right, man? 80 to 2000. When you think about all the stuff that went down from 1980 to 2000, culturally, technology-wise, music-wise, art-wise, world-wise, your life-wise, okay? Then you go 2000 to 2024. All you can think of is like, well, we had COVID. We had COVID and 9/11. COVID and 9/11. That's the things that jump out at you from 2000 to 2024. But you got 1980. You could take hours to talk about 1980 to 2000. 1980. Yeah, Y2K in there. You had all the different styles of music emerging. You had all these things happening. And then you go, once we hit the 2000s, man, isn't that crazy? It just seemed like time sped up and culture and interesting things slowed down to a snail's pace. I think that's amazing. And even before that, we had the 70s. And this request is from Robert. And it is X-Ray Specs from 1978. Can you imagine how long ago that it is? 1978. That's a chunk of time. But it seems like nothing. It's like, okay, yeah, polystyrene. Oh, yeah, she's dead? Yeah, she's dead. Oh, man. Everybody else in the band? Yeah, I think they're dead too. Son of a gun. Germ-free adolescence. Here's the day the world turned day glow by X-Ray Specs. Zombo in your brain. RCT.
Yeah! Yeah, I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
man. Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
When I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout goes with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah!
It's too loud, man.
Yeah.
That's better.
He's a day, oh. Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Lift 6 foot,
hold
seven
it,
foot, eight
hold
foot,
it, man.
Bunch.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, seven
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it, hold
foot,
it, man.
Bunch.
My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man. Like, I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off from me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this? Yeah!
Too loud, man.
Okay.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me wan' go home. Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Hey, beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight
come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me wan' go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Yep, fantastic. That was Stan Freberg with his pal Paul Leeds, and Paul Leeds was the voice of the bongo man. And that was the take on Henry what was his name? Harry Belafonte is Deo sung the banana boat song. So there you go with that. And then we heard by request today the world turned day glow, and that was for Robert, and that was X-ray Specs. So there. So some nice things. There's no nice requests. Two requests. Paul Smoke and the Grasse, one of Deo. And, you know, and then we took the other one out. That is good. Oh, man. All songs about days today. All day. And I'm going to play one of my favorite songs about days. That's one thing I like when I can do these themes. Because I actually get like these wide variety swath of themes. It's a whole, obviously a whole variety of music. But it's a whole... a core of some of the tunes that I absolutely love. And they just happen to fall into this category. And this is a band from Britain called Groovy Uncle. And man, it's probably about maybe 10 years old. So that's the thing. I always play old music. All music is old. You know, I mean, I can't play music from the... If I could play music from the future... That would be great, but I can't tell my future self to play something then when I'm back here in the past. Very linear. So it's like looking like photographs. Hey, boy, all these photographs of you are when you're younger. Well, yeah. That's how that works. Not too many photographs you see. Hey, this is me, when I'm older. Really? Wow, how'd you get that? I don't know. I just made it up. There. I like that. What else we got? Should I tell you something else? WRCT is supported by Rojas Cinema. Rojas Cinema is a single screen theater in historic Lawrenceville. And that each week they have a new movie theme. Classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concession stand features natural popcorn. You know, I don't know if natural popcorn with real butter. See, that to me says super fattening. Super fattening and unnecessary. You know, I want the hullest popcorn that probably could be doubled as packing. Has like some kind of a natural chemical on it. And it tastes hyper palatable and there's zero calories in it. Natural popcorn with real butter cannot hold up against hullless, strange chemicals that taste fantastic, that taste better than natural popcorn. And you're eating natural popcorn, you're going to get those kernel things and you're going to get to the bottom and you're going to bust a filling. Yeah, is it worth it? Is natural popcorn worth it? And how did popcorn rate on the microwave? How did that rate? How did popcorn and pizza rate? You put a lot of stuff in there. And the guys in the factories go, well, baked potato, you're in. Popcorn, you're in. Pizza, you're in. How about me, a bagel? You people pull up? No, there's no bagel thing. How about a bread thing? No bread thing either. Tea? No, there's no tea for water. You got baked potato, pizza, and popcorn. There's your healthy diet. All in your microwave, you know? It's all in your microwave. And how do they even know? You know, when they're making that, it goes, well, you know what? This is actually a bagel, but I'm going to press pizza on it. Maybe it'll turn into it. It's not going to turn into pizza. It's not. But the popcorn button, I don't even know how long they even figure that to be. And whenever you do them, I don't even do microwave popcorn anymore just because it's one of these things where, number one, it just comes out like ridiculously high. You open the bag up. And it's like some kind of like toxic steam. And it comes out, it actually can like singe your eyebrows off. So microwave popcorn is not, when it first came out, it basically kicked Jiffy Pop's ass. Jiffy Pop was awesome, man, because they had that bouffant hairdo, the aluminum thing. I don't even know if they make Jiffy Pop. But Jiffy Pop was, whoever thought of Jiffy Pop, man, that and Tang. Jiffy Pop was amazing. You put it on your stove. It was a pan and with a hand, and it would blow up. It would pop. It'd be so cool. As much fun to make as it is to eat. And I'll tell you, Jiffy Pop was fun to make because you could just watch the thing just expand. It was like watching a science experiment right in your kitchen. It was like this aluminum dome, this aluminum foil dome would just open up before you. And then you'd open the Jiffy Pop. And that steam would not burn you. Like microwave oven. I don't even know why you even call it an oven. It's not really an oven. It's just a microwave box. It's not an oven. It's a box. I mean, I should finish telling you about Rojas Cinema. Sorry, I got off on that. They have craft beer. That's another thing, craft beer. How much craft beer do you want? How much craft beer? I love craft beer, but you know, when it first came out, it was awesome. Hey, we got this new thing. It's craft beer. Just kind of a small batch beer. Hey, that's pretty cool. Wow, look at this one. Then they start to get ridiculous. Okay, here's a smoked beer. Smoked beer. This tastes like an ashtray. So someone put a cigarette out in this smoked beer. And it goes, oh, this beer is a sour beer. Why? You can't really drink it, but it's sour. It's just like, did you grow up yet? Are you still eating like those atomic bomb things and the super sour sweet gummy bears? Are you a little baby? Need a little baby beer? And it's like, oh, candy. Or beer, the worst of they put beer with like unnecessary fruit. Beer and watermelon. Beer and watermelon. Whoever thought of that, serious time in beer hell. Now, the guy who put beer and tangerine together, that's pretty awesome. Beer and grapefruit, that's pretty good. But you can't leave well enough alone. It's like people just got to figure, okay, how about, everybody likes cheese, how about some cheese beer? Somebody's going to do that. All these damn craft beer things. And everybody all of a sudden is a brewmaster. Just because you got some extra money, maybe you got a trust fund, maybe you got one, and you think you're a beer brewer, you know? Man. And I do love craft beer, but it's one of these things where it's all of a sudden like, it's getting ruined. every 4 blocks. Yeah, this is like an episode of the Flintstones. You know, when you go, it goes a table, chair, window. When Fred's running, table, chair, window, lamp. Table, chair, window, lamp. How big is the Flintstone house? If every time he runs, there's like about 18 chairs, 15 windows, and 3 lamps. Well, it's just like you drive down the street. Craft beer, tattoo shop, vape shop, tattoo shop, craft beer, bake shop, vape shop, tattoo. A high-end bakery. Then they go, then there's another high-end bakery. Oh, right next to that is another vape shop and then a craft beer. All these things are Jim Dandy. If we didn't have 4,000 of them, it just gets rid. Because you know why? Human beings, they have zero, zero, zero imagination. Most human beings have zero imagination. One human being gets an idea. I'll do some craft beer. I'll make some beer. And it does really great. And they all of a sudden, oh, that guy's making money. That I'm a brewmeister too. And the next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Getting back to the music of the days. Boy, that certainly wasn't a Dick Butkus rant, but it was all right. So needless to say, go to Rojas Cinema. It's located at 4115 Butler Avenue. For more information, go to rojascinema.com. And let's see, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.com for more information on promotional exchanges. And someone will get back to you within probably a year and a half. So give it some time. So if you want to underwrite, just let us know and give us about a year and a half to get back with you. Because this station is nothing but a runaway train with nobody driving. You come in here and they trust that it is ridiculous. They trust these weird people like me that come in off the street. And there's no real vetting. All you have to do is take a test. And the test is like, what is the wattage of WRCT? Well, to the north, it's 1.2 watts. And to the next, and then you just say, okay, and you're not going to say any F-bombs on the air, right? Right. You're not going to incite any riots, right? Right. And then they trust you, and they throw all us weirdos on the radio. It's not like the other station where there's a ridiculous vetting process and they watch you under a microscope. You know, you listen to the VIP and they go, oh, you know, that guy kind of raised his voice a little bit. I don't know if we like that. And he didn't play the one Tom Petty song that we told him to play. He played the other Tom Petty song. You're going to get it. You raised your voice and you played the wrong Tom Petty song. You know, we wanted American Girl and you played Mary Jane's Last Dance. That's it. You're out of here. You loose cannon, you. But here, it's like they just, all you need is to sneak in the studio and play whatever you want. Say whatever you want. Rant about Dick Butkus. Rant about Jiffy Pop popcorn. They don't care. Nobody, and the beauty is nobody's listening. That's the beauty. Nobody at the station listens to anything. They're all too busy studying. All these kids are too busy worrying about flunking out of CMU. That, you know, when they run the station, they're too worried. They got a career. They got a life ahead of them. The last thing they really, really want to put a lot of time into, we had a couple GMs that really cared about the station and they ended up flunking out of CMU just because they cared about the radio station. So there you go with that. I'm going to finally play one of my favorite songs, Ordinary Day by Groovy Uncle Zombo in Your Brain.
Up in the morning and the sky is not a blue one. I know I'm gonna have to fight the urge to say, why don't you do one? 'Cause I'm not inclined while in this state of mind, and I know that your love isn't mine, and it never could be less when I run and I race for the gates to escape from an ordinary day. On the corner, and I think he is a racist. I know his brother pretty well. He was a big fan of Oasis, but I'm not inclined to agree. I've a mind of my own, and your hate isn't mine. I've got my beady eye on you, so I'll run and I'll race for the gates to escape from an ordinary day. By the muddy river there's a man who believes his old guitar's a better plan. Outside he will sit a while
an ordinary day. From an ordinary day. From an ordinary day.
Now, that's a band that knew how to make some feel-great music, and that is War. All-day music. They actually were started out as Eric Burdon's backup band after Eric Burdon left the Animals. And War just kind of went off on their own thing, man. Ooh, damn. Cisco Kid, all the just Low Rider. Ooh, man, yeah. Summertime, man. I'll tell you, War. And they're still around, sort of, kind of. One of the original guys is still there, which means the band's still around, you know. And I think it was like a keyboard player. It wasn't like the gaffer. Usually it's like, oh, this guy used to tape all the cables down for Foghat. Yeah, he's the Foghat now. Go see Foghat. They got the guy who used to tape the cables down. That guy, the roadie. Mm-hmm. So initially, so we heard before that, we heard Twistin' Day by the Kaisers and the Psychedelic Furs with High Wire Days, and started the set up with Groovy Uncle featuring Susie Chunk doing Ordinary Day. And that's got one of the finest rhyming lyrics ever. They say a guy who I think he is a racist, and I knew his brother, he was a big fan of Oasis. So rhyming Oasis and racist, that's a good day's work. Speaking of days, that's what this show is all about. It is all songs about days, and it is you know, all about the days. Next week is going to be all songs about the week, and let's see what else I should tell you something about. What can I tell you about? Let's do this. This sounds pleasant. You know, your eyes, they're the windows to your health. That's right. So schedule an eye exam. If you see you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can easily be corrected by two pokes in the eye. So when they come at you with the two pokes, you hold your hand up like this, like a karate chop, between your two eyes so they can't poke you in the eyes correctly. Remember, healthy eyes make a healthier you. For more information, visit healthyeyes.whatever. Yeah, you're not going to go there.com. A massage from National Eye Institute and the National Institutes of Health. And this here station.
Mm-hmm.
RCT. So there you go. Telling you to get an eye exam. You know? And so there you go. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's going to be good. Maybe it might be one of these things where, you know, that Zombo, he said, get an eye exam. I got an eye exam. Now I found out I only got 2 weeks to live. They found out I got some weird eye cancer. Oh, man. I should have never listened to that guy. I could have had 2 weeks and then just kind of fell over dead. But instead, I got to go through all this horrible treatments, and the last 2 weeks of my life are going to be living hell. So maybe don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Yeah, it'd probably be in your best interest not to listen to me. It'd probably be in your best interest not to even listen to the show. It'd be in your best interest to do something with your life and stop sitting there listening to this dumb show. Maybe I'll do something later. It's too cold to mow the lawn or do anything productive. I'm just going to lay in bed and listen to Zombo. Whew. Man, oh man, the Shevitz. Is that my contribution to society? Making people lethargic and keeping them away from their true potential in life? Well, good on me. One of these days, Mr. Zero, Zombo in your brain, RCT.
Turn into pleasure. All you gotta do is come together. Don't You're an angel, and I love ya. But you always get me steamed somehow. You just gotta stop before I blow my top.
One of these days, one of these days, pow!
On our honeymoon, I took you to Niagara, and it ended in a great big row. Oh, you did me wrong. You brought your ma along.
One of these days, one of these days, pow!
When my shirts need a button, where are you? When my socks get holy, what do you do? When I come home hungry and upset, a cold dinner and an argument is all I ever get. Though you tell me that you positively love me, maybe I don't understand somehow. Though I'm 6 foot tall, you make me feel so small.
One of these days, one of these days, pow!
When my shirts need a button, where are you? When my socks get holy, what do you do? When I come home hungry and upset, a cold dinner and an argument is all I ever get. Though you tell me that you positively love me, maybe I don't understand somehow. Though I'm 6 foot tall, you make me feel so small.
One of these days, one of these days, pow right in the kisser. One of these days, one of these days, pow!
Ralph.
Baby, you're the greatest.
Welcome back to our musty mausoleum. Side two of our sponsored LP is being brought to you by Sad Sam's Used Hearse Lot. The special today is an almost new 1934 model, which belonged to an old lady from Pasadena who only used it once. And if you hurry, she goes with it. And now, back to our music. Open the doors and let all the little ones in. Don't make them wait. It's a happy time there. After today is Children's Day at the morgue. Look at the smiles and red rosy cheeks. Here they come right through the gate. Hear the sound of joyous laughter. Today is Children's Day at the morgue. I love to see them at play, but it moves me to tears. Have to be sure that they don't take away souvenirs. The little dears, there will be ice cream, candy, and cake and balloons. Don't you be late. Come along and bring the family. Today is Children's Day at the morgue. Thank you. see them at play, but it moves me to tears. Have to be sure that they don't take away souvenirs. The little dears, there will be ice cream, candy and cake and balloons. Don't you be late, come along and bring the family. Today is Children's Day, I say it's Children's Day. Hooray, it's Children's Day at the morgue. When I hear those tender songs of childhood, I get all choked up. What a time we had on the last Children's Day. It was a picnic.
Hey, me with that. Magic Sam. 21 days in jail. And his name, this is so cool. His name is Samuel Gene Maghat. Like M-A-G, like H-E-T-T, Maghat. So a friend of his goes, why don't you just be Magic Sam? And that's how he got to be Magic Sam. So that's pretty cool. 21 days in jail. Magic Sam, man, dropped over dead at the age of 32 from a heart attack. And that always scares me when I hear stuff like that. Like Steve Albini, 61, falls over dead of a heart attack. You know, you think, whew, and that's kind of spooky when it just sneaks up on you. Before, you know, because there's two ways to go. Both of them stink. One of them's like, hey, what was that? And then next thing you know, you're dead. And the other one was like this lingering, horrible thing where you're like pooping yourself and everybody starts to hate you because they got to start cleaning your poop up all the time. So, I don't know. There ain't no good way. There's no. And speaking of that, we heard Children's Day at the Morgue. Oh, what a great tune by Sheldon Allman. Sounding a lot like Thurl Ravenscroft, who the guy who did the voice of the Grinch and Tony the Tiger. But boy, that guy had a great voice. Sheldon Allman and Children's Day at the Morgue. Before that, we heard Twistin' Day by the Kaisers. And we heard Mr. Zero. We heard All Day and All the Night. Japanese band The Mops doing that. And then we also heard Mr. Zero from France doing One of These Days. And Jackie Gleason. Doing a song that really hits home if domestic violence is your thing. One of these days, pow. And yeah, that's something. That's something. You could release that on a record and people laugh at it. Oh, he's gonna hit his wife. That's hilarious. Yeah, amazing. Isn't it amazing just how things changed humor-wise? That was funny at one time. You know? Like one of these days, pow, right in a kisser. And you're like, oh, that's funny. Well, he's gonna hit his wife in the face. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. Man, I don't know about that. I don't know about any of that. And let's see what I got to tell you. Hey, okay, here we go. Okay, do you know your kids spend more time with your dad if you grow up smarter and funnier, if you tell them jokes? A corny dad joke is a simple moment. Now, here comes like a corny dad joke, okay? So take a moment and tell your kids and make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. And if not, pow! Right in the kisser. There you go. So there you got a captive audience. You literally have a captive audience, especially if you keep your child in the cage where they belong. Hey, odds are you haven't heard this word before unless you heard the show. I'm talking about sarcoma. That is right, sarcoma. Yes, sarcoma. Good old sarcoma. Yes. See, that's the other thing. They don't even have a fun name for heart attack. It's just heart attack. You know, cancer, they say, hey, it's sarcoma. And that's kind of like, oh, that sounds like some kind of like Dracula, like sarcoma, it's sarcoma. But heart attack, they got infarction. Now, come on, man, an infarction, that's hilarious. Angina, oh, come on, the joke writes itself. But when it comes to, you know, sarcoma, well, they got it pegged. When it comes to cancer, man, they got carcinoma, sarcoma, they got all the great names for cancer. You know, but heart attack, heart disease, man, they get gypped. I just think that heart attack and heart, that just sounds like, eh, whatever, heart attack. Yeah, how much bland can that get? And like I'm saying, like a defibrillator. That's even hilarious, too, when they say a defibrillator. They put a defibrillator on you. So somehow the heart got gypped and it's not taken as seriously as the rest of the other diseases. So needless to say, let's get back into some music. All songs about days. Here is Morphine. Have a lucky day.
lucky day. Players win, winners play on. Have a lucky day. Have a lucky day.
Traveled 168 miles. I inhaled 438 cubic feet of air. I ate 3.5 pounds of food, drank 2.5 pounds of liquid, perspired 1.43 pints, gave off 85.6 degrees of heat, and generated tons of energy. I spoke 4,800 words, moved 750 muscles. My nails grew 0.00046 of an inch, and I exercised 700 million brain cells. Now do you wonder why I'm so tired? Sincerely yours.
over, and the road to the river is a mighty long way. Now it could be the season, no rhyme or no reason, just taking it easy. It's my lazy day. Just never mind calling, 'cause I ain't a-coming. Just get your own by me and keep out of my way. Just a little hard thinking might drive